plate a potential nugget.
Can you talk about the three-step process in a transition, Bruce? The long goodbye that you spoke about, the messy middle and the new beginning? And what I found interesting was you go on to say that each one of us has a superpower to be effective in one of these three. Why so? And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what makes this middle messy?
So first of all, the three stages. So there are three stages to a life transition. That in of itself is comforting to realize that there is a form to them. Mm. The first is the long goodbye, where we kind of confront the emotions that we're experiencing and say goodbye to the life that we're leaving behind. The next is the messy middle, where we shed certain habits and create new ones. And then the last one is the new beginning, where we sort of unveil our new selves and kind of update our personal story. And the way people have talked about, I mean, let's remember, there hasn't been a major book on life transitions in 40 years. The last one was in the 70s. And this idea of sort of life transitions was actually begun more than a century ago by a German anthropologist named Arnold van Gennep. And the every way people talk about, every writing about transitions in the first 100 years of psychology said that we must go through this process in a linear order. First, we say goodbye. Then we like go through the wilderness. And then we have a new beginning. Well, if there's one definitive thing that I'm prepared to say is that that's just flat wrong. In fact, we go through these phases in different orders. Like, I don't even know that much about you, but you used to be a consultant. So my guess is you're really good at the messy middle, right? You're probably very good at analyzing and making lists and like figuring out like how you're going to get through it with multiple options. Like, my guess is that that's your superpower. Like, we're all good at one. But if that, by the way, is that true? Is that your yeah, superpower?
Possible. Because I have a lot of flying miles trying to make sense of complex situations and sort out complex ideas into simple, sort of make sense of complex ideas. So you might possibly be right.
Right. So, and if that's the case, then the odds would be that maybe the phase that you wouldn't be good at, and I won't put you on the spot here, would be the long goodbye, right? Because that's confronting the messy emotions, right? That's accepting that you have feel that you're afraid, right? Or you're sad, right? Or you're ashamed by what's going on. Like, maybe you're ashamed that you've lost your job or what you did when you drank too much, or maybe you're fearful, like, how am I going to live without this job or this status that I've become used to? Or maybe you're just sad, like you realize, okay, I've really grown as far as I can in this current job or this current business, and I've got to move on to a new situation. And so everybody is good at one these phases and bad. And I'm like, that's okay. So let's start where you're good. Maybe you're good at making lists, and or maybe you're good at the emotion, or maybe you're good at, like, you know, reaching out to somebody else and asking for help. Let's start there. Let's get confidence, because remember, this process is going to take a while. So let's start where we're good, like get some momentum, and then we can go back and deal with some of the phases that we're uncomfortable with. Because I will tell you this, going through a life transition is a very emotional experience. And the emotions are going to affect you. So if you try to pretend that you can get through it without that, you're not really going to get through it. You're going to find you're in a new job in 2 years and you still haven't dealt with the emotional baggage that you feel, and you're going to be feeling stuck again. So dealing and confronting and surfacing these emotions is incredibly powerful, especially if that's not something that you naturally tend to do.
The biggest takeaway for me from this is that transitions are not a step jump, but an organic process. We need to give it the time for us to get the most out of it. I remember speaking with Dr. Herminia Ibarra of London Business School, who's looked at leadership transitions in the corporate world and has spent a lot of time researching transitions for the last few decades. I asked her, how long does it take for a successful leader in their 40s, for instance, to transition to a new space? And I was surprised by what she said.
3 years. It's still 3 years. Mm-hmm. I ask people all the time, you know, we have people here who are in a program that's a one-year program, and they're hoping that it will do the trick, and it never does. And it's very frustrating because, and honestly, you know, part of it is, where does it start? When does the time frame actually start? Because there's also the bit of getting yourself to the point where you can start walking. And so it's often a longer chunk than you think. But it's, if you think about extricating yourself, getting yourself to the point where you're actively looking for something else, and then the looking, and then the finding the just exactly the right. And if you've taken time off in between and you're taking on back to school in between, it can easily be 3 years. And it's because people are not going to hire you unless you have the experience. It's because you don't have the network into that yet. You don't even have the language. You're still sorting it out for yourself. Experiment and learn takes a little bit longer. And that's the hard part for people, but that's often why they also go portfolio. They start consulting on some of the old stuff just to make sure some money's coming in, because you've got to continue life.
I think a book, Working Identity, is a seminal piece of work when it comes to transitions in the corporate world. If this topic is of interest, I would strongly recommend tuning into the conversation with her at the podcast. You can go to playtopotential.com and look up Herminia Ibarra in the speakers section. In my work, I see too many people trying to move from context X to context Y without giving some space for reflection and for possibilities to emerge. Herminia speaks about the notion of liminality, where we need to embrace that period of identitylessness, if there's a word, for a while, and craft some experiments for the new possibilities to emerge. And the reality is, we cannot rush these things. You need to respect the emergent properties of a transition and not command it with a linear mindset.